I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. If you're lucky, she'll name your tit, and she told her mom she looks like Pennywise from It. It's Watch What Happens Live with Margaret Josephs and Bridget Everett now. What happens live? I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a cabaret singer and a woman who wakes up in full stage makeup. When I told my parents who was on the show tonight, they go, that's going to be a fun one. And it's true. My first guest voice has filled many a theater, and now she's taking on the vast outdoors in the new HBO series Camping. Here to tell us if the activities itinerary includes a little motorboating. It's our pal and Bravo superfan, Bridget Everett in pigtails. And this season, she's working on her business, all while overseeing a house and a mom that are both going through major renovations. From the Real Housewives of New Jersey, it's the powerhouse in pigtails, not in pigtails, Margaret Josephs. Great to see you.
Great to see you.
I mean, Marge, what a tribute that Bridget Everett is in pigtails in your honor tonight.
Thank you. I bow down. I'm so happy to be here.
I was kind of thinking Poppy might be in pigtails tonight, too.
She is, but you can't see him.
Oh, okay.
Poppy's so beautiful.
Pairs better with booze than breaking celebrity news. Over at the bar, it's Access Hollywood correspondent Scott Evans. Hey, Scott, great to see you. Scott, you gonna get us liquored up tonight?
Yes, what do you want?
I'll talk about it later. Boy, everybody was tweeting about the show tonight. Michael Rappaport, Jackie Hoffman.
Wow.
People loved it. And on tonight's episode, Marge Sr. got a facelift.
Yes.
And she is here in the audience with a live before and after. Wow. You look good. She looks good, right?
She does. That was like Sharpay Central before Marge Sr. Sorry.
Marge Sr., are you happy with it?
Extremely.
Good, you look gorgeous. She looks great, right, Bridget?
I saw her up close. I want a French kiss her, if that's okay.
Also, new housewife Jennifer was shopping for Giovanni dresses. That was very exciting. That was very New York housewives right there. Teresa met up with her trainer, and it really made me appreciate all my time I've spent with my ninja. Even more than I already do. Take a look.
So how'd you do this past week?
I did good.
Look me in the eyes.
I mean, do I look smaller?
She needs every minute of the 9.5 weeks. Okay, you're not tight enough. I need this a little bit leaner, lose a little bit more here. I need you a little bit leaner in the arm. Just leaner everywhere.
Should I get a rib taken out?
It ain't no joke. You can't be bullshitting on your cardio. Because right now you're standing there like a pile of
You ain't all that yet.
I want you down 4 pounds. If I see that, then I'll know you're committed to this. You either do it my way or I'm out. Capiche?
Capiche.
Capiche.
Wow, it's kind of wild seeing someone speak to Teresa like that and seeing her take it, right?
She likes it, though.
Yeah. You think she likes it?
She likes it.
Wow. Yeah. Next week's Dallas, the Copenhagen drama continues as Brandy lashes out on not just Leanne, but basically all of her friends. Take a look at this sneak peek. She goes ham.
Calmed down, but behind my back. You're a different person.
I just don't think it's fair that she continues to get picked on.
Then why? Okay, how do you not think it's not fair when she talks behind my back and says these things to everybody else?
It's an insecurity on your end. She doesn't go and walk around town talking about you.
You always have her back. You never have an opinion. You never side with any of us. You tiptoe around it like on eggshells. You're not just upfront and honest.
Do you think that Stephanie is lying to you? That she's trying to trust me?
I do feel like all of you have been a bunch of fake bitches.
Okay, well, that's clear. Is she, you're buddies with Brandy?
Yes,
right?
I like Brandy a lot, actually. She's a fun girl.
Your questions for Bridget and Margaret are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Jersey, Margaret told Danielle that she was attending Dolores' hatchet throwing party. And as Dolores might say, Danielle's response was wackadoo. We made it into a horror film. I love this. You know what? I love me some Danielle. Take a look.
Dolores and I just, we rub each other the wrong way.
Yeah. Don't ever freak out. She's having a hatchet throwing party.
See, you know, my wish didn't know. When did you two become buddies? You're my friend, you shouldn't be going.
She invited me to this thing.
And you could have said no. I'm not coming because that will make Danielle very upset. We're hurt. What is it that you two really haven't come? You cheated on your husband, she got cheated on. What the f***? It's so important about you being friends with Dolores Katana. I'm the kind of friend that wouldn't do that to somebody. Oh, God.
Not the dog. Were you surprised by Danielle's response?
I was surprised she went that far. I mean, she flipped out in about 2 seconds. But she's, I mean.
You got a lot of heat on Twitter for then reporting it back to the women at the hatchet party.
I didn't get to read all my Twitter because I was too busy glamified for here.
I'm telling you.
Well, I'm shocked that they, of course I reported back to the hatchet party because I didn't, but I also was nice to the fact is I also said, let's not post any photos. I don't want to upset Danielle.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I was, it was double. You got to report back.
Right. Here's what, despite Danielle's objections, Margaret and Dolores' friendship has been flourishing, which is fortunate because tonight they threw axes and drank wine in the same vicinity. Watch this.
I'm so happy you came to the party the other night.
Thank you. And I appreciate that you didn't leave me out.
Never.
Listen, you invited me the other day knowing that a friend of yours was talking about me.
Is that a reflection of me and my views?
Danielle, this year she's busting my chops about our situation. Even Margaret said you don't talk about somebody's livelihood. I don't like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. She said I'd love to start off on a clean slate.
I think that's great.
We came up with this idea. Hospital gowns that look like costumes.
I totally want to be a part of this whole thing.
This is the first time I'm seeing this side of Margaret, and I like it.
All right. Go to WWHL.TV to tell us, do you think Margaret and Dolores' friendship will last? Yes or no? Do you think that their friendship will last?
Not only do I think it's gonna last, I think they're gonna get tattoos of each other on their legs. I think that they're birds of a feather. I think it's a beautiful thing. I love seeing you two together.
Thank
I have big
you.
Hopes.
The audience agrees with you, 86%.
Oh,
second, on tonight's episode, Teresa and her family sat down for Easter dinner, and while Teresa's diet restricted her from indulging in the holiday feast, it didn't stop her from taking some bites out of her brother. Take a look. Ooh.
You never calling me when you...
I didn't call you this week. I'm busy all week.
Joe, are you going to be around more for this one?
Oh, my God. I mean, what the... Yeah, you got a big mouth sometimes. You got to defend me, you son of a bitch.
No, I'm trying to back you up, too. He just wants to spend more time with Joe. That's all I said.
He does.
Can you stick up for me? Because I got two against one.
If you don't call him for a day, he says something.
Is he going to pay my bills? No one's gonna pay my bill. What am I gonna do? I just give it all up?
You're taking this too far.
Gia, voice of reason. Here's what, go to WWHL.TV for our next poll. Whose side are you on here, Teresa or Joe?
You know, it's a tough call because Papa Gorga lives with Teresa and
right.
She's with him all the time. And Joe does as much as he could. You know, it's this tough family situation there.
Yeah.
I was very torn there.
Happy Easter, everybody. Looks like you guys are on Teresa's side there. Finally, on her show Camping, Bridget's character may run a campsite with all kinds of outdoorsy activities. But since she's currently enrolled in Andy Cohen's Camp for Tipsy Adults, I thought tonight's extracurricular activities could be a little more sensual. Ooh. Here's what, Bridget, it's time for you to pitch a tent. Okay. A bevy of celebrity dudes are going to pop up in our clubhouse tent. You tell me what sultry camping activity you would want to do with each guy. Okay, first one out of the tent Ryan Gosling.
I can't say fisting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, you want to fist him. Very good.
Okay.
All right. What about Idris Elba?
Oh, Idris Elba. It's going to be such a cold night. And so we're going to have to rub our legs together to start a fire.
All right. She said fisting about Ryan Gosling. I just want to make sure the closed captioning even got that too. Okay, next up, who's coming out of little Zac Efron.
Oh, he's so tiny. So I'm going to put him in my little pocket right here, and we're going to go hiking, and he's going to hike all over my Twin Peaks.
All right. Okay. What about Chris Hemsworth? What are you going to do with him?
Oh, yeah, he burns. So I'm going to take some aloe vera, and I'm going to put that gel in soothing places where he needs to be soothed.
He burns. Okay, last up. Two more. It's Drake.
I'm going to talk to Drake about... Look, he's got a lot of money. He's a musician. I like the way he looks. I think he wears a leather jacket. It looks so sensual. And we're going to curl up and we're going to make ourselves a pile of pudding.
Thank you very much, Bridget Everett.
Bridget, a pile of pudding?
I love it. Hoffman Jess wants to know if you think the New York Housewives Cabaret episode would have been different had you not stopped Dorinda on her way out. You played a featured role in the finale.
Let me tell you what, God is good. And I'm an atheist, but I saw Dorinda, and you come together with people and you don't know why, but there's a divine intervention, and that was what happened that night. And I don't care about what would've happened, I'm happy about what did happen.
Okay, Margaret, Trish89 wants to know, what do you think is the real story behind Danielle and Marty splitting up?
She, it's hard to get married in the public eye. And you saw the way she flipped out at me. And I mean, the girl, she's a wackadoo. Well, just like Dolores said, what am I going to say?
The wedding is one of the most entertaining things that I've seen.
Yes, so, I'm sure.
Bridget Egacity said, I used to work with Bridget Everett at Ruby Foo's on the Upper West Side. I would love hearing her sing after our shift at a local bar. I always knew she was going to be a star. Bridget, do you ever go back and sing the ass out of something like you used to?
Sing the ass out of something?
Yeah.
If he'll let me. I'm just trying to make friends. I don't know.
Let's go to Beth from Boston. Hey, Beth, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hello, Andy. I love you so much. Thanks. Hi, Bridget. Hi, Marge. I love you all. I love the show. I love everything. My question is to Marge.
Okay.
Do you think that your mom, Marge Sr., her facelift is going to improve her sex life?
I think her rejuvenation probably improved her sex life, but the facelift is like the part two that's going to improve her sex life. Yes,
okay.
I do. Marge Sr.'s on
Look
the
at
market.
Her.
Yeah. Bridget. Heather P. said, Jennifer Garner comes across as such a sweetheart on social media. Is there anything annoying about her?
I mean, she's a monster. No, she's like beautiful. She's got a tight body. I don't know. I love her. That's
great. She seems very lovable. Margaret Piney Creek 2 said, why did Margaret wake up with a full face of makeup last week?
Okay, I wrote so many tweets back about that. I'm a lazy bitch, all right? Hands down. I'll go home tonight, Andy, and I'll wake up like this tomorrow morning.
Right.
All right? I don't want to take off my makeup.
Anymore. Right.
I go home, I get in the bed, Joe and I wake up, he wants to bang this in the morning. He doesn't want to go.
He doesn't want
me to wake up without my eyelashes. I get up in the morning. I look like this. Everyone's like, oh, she put her makeup on.
Yeah, Joe's here. Who can blame you, Joe?
Thanks.
Very good. No, Kathy Griffin used to have a routine about going to bed with her makeup on. She said she would save the makeup. She would sleep like this. <Yeah. laughs> Next week on The Housewives of Jersey, Teresa blames Melissa for Joe and his father's strained relationship, and it goes as smoothly as you would imagine. Take a look at this sneak peek in Oklahoma.
Joe, he's going to be hanging out with my dad tomorrow night.
Molly, it's your house.
Doesn't that shock you? When you're not around, he spends more time with him.
What the f*** are you talking about?
You know I do everything for my parents.
Well, it's a little easier for you because you have a little extra time because you don't have to cater to your husband right now.
That's not okay. Whatever.
Talk to him about it because he's gonna explode and it's gonna be bad.
Then you should make him not explode.
You're like your wife. I wanna be like your f***ing sister. So shut your mouth.
Ooh, that was rough that morning.
She's right.
Ooh. That was a rough morning.
Yeah, and that was at breakfast in Oklahoma, right? Let's go to John from San Diego with a question for Bridget Everett. Hey, John, what's your question?
Yo, Andy, it's your buddy from the Clayton Pool. It's been too long. My question is for Bridget. Bridget, if you were to give Margaret's titties a name, what would it be?
If you could give Margaret's titties a name, what would they be?
Damn girl titties.
Oh, thank you, Bridget.
Let's go to Whitney from Virginia. Hey, Whitney, what's your question?
My question is for Margaret. First off, I want to say I love you. And second off, Lauren Sr., you look amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sweet. My question for Margaret is, where do you stand with Siggy right now?
I'll just put it this way. The girl hates my guts. I walk in my hair salon where I get my nails done, and she is like, she runs in the other direction. She wants nothing to do with me. But, she'd burn my house down if she could probably. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. So it's not well, bitch.
Exactly.
To quote Teresa, is that a Teresa? Not well. Dorinda, that's Dorinda. Yes, what am I saying? Oh, I got too much noise in my head. Bridget, Adam G wants to know if you've heard from Idris Elba since you serenaded his People magazine cover on Fallon.
I haven't, but here's the good news. I'm still available to, I'm by my computer every day. I will wait for a phone call, a text, an email, or something. And
you're available, is what you're saying.
More than that.
Yes.
More than that.
Yes. It's game time, everybody. You know, on this show, we've asked Bridget to name so many types of titties that she's basically the head of Watch What Happens Live's titty committee. But how will she stack up against a woman who hails from the actual birthplace of the phrase, old lady with your fake and square tits? Let's find out with TikTok titties. Margaret and Bridget, you will each pass, you will face each other and pass Tamara Judge's implant back and forth while saying alternative words for the word titty. Whoever is holding the implant when the 30-second clock runs out is a total boob. Do not break Tamara's implant. That is really Tamara's former implant.
Okay,
30 seconds on the clock, go.
Boobie.
Jugs.
Fun bag.
Cans.
Jugs.
I said that. Love melons.
Dick bags.
Wow, that's crazy. Knockers.
Can cans.
Oh, that's a cheat. What am I gonna say? What am I gonna say? You said breasts.
Bean bags.
Oh, okay. Fun bags.
Oh, good.
Poppy, it's a yarmulke. But look at that, look at it, just look at it.
Oh, there it went. Let's go to the phones. It's Kim from Maryland. Hey, Kim, what's your question for Margaret?
Hey, Andy, I love you so much.
Love you back.
Love your show. Mike, question for Margaret. Margaret, do you believe that Teresa and Joe will go ahead and get a divorce? And tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Well, No, I don't think they will. I think Teresa's super traditional, and I just don't think she'll do it.
Were you surprised by the ruling?
I was devastated and surprised.
Yeah. Bridget, Trisha G wants to know what the most surreal part of seeing yourself on the Real Housewives of New York finale was. And did you have any idea how much drama was going on around you?
I had no idea. I just sort of felt like Dorinda and I were going to, like, ride off into the sunset and sort of braid.
Could you hear her yelling Giovanni in the crowd? Could you hear her yelling that?
It was... Listen, Andy, all I'm going to say is I love those women, and whatever they do, I'm here for it.
Yes. Very good. Margaret, Jess Bronvik wants to know if you were offended when Danielle threw out there that you cheated on your husband.
Well, I mean, I know I did it. So I wasn't so offended, but I think a good friend shouldn't hit with such a low blow. But, you know, she's the backstabber. So
tonight's Shackle does go to Queen Elizabeth, because instead of wishing her son, Prince Charles, a happy 70th birthday today, along with the rest of England, she reportedly congratulated him on turning 5 corgis old. I want to thank Margaret, Bridget, and Scott for being here. It's Bridget Everett and Margaret Josephs behind the bar from Access Hollywood and World of Dance. It's my friend Scott Evans. Good to see you, Scott. Boy, Scott, you're really sucking down those cocktails.
Listen,
tonight.
Somebody's got to drink these drinks.
Yes. Let's go to Ian from Brooklyn. Hey, Ian, what's your question?
Hey, Margaret, you look beautiful. Andy, handsome as ever. Hey, Bridget, my question for you is, if you were a Jersey housewife, who would be your best friend, and who would you absolutely flip a table on?
Wait, what did he say?
If you were a Jersey housewife, who would be your best friend and who would you tip a table on? Who would
you... On the Jersey Housewives?
Yep.
Well, I have to just speak to, I'd be friends with Marge and Marge Sr.
Yes.
Yes.
And I would flip a table on Teresa because I feel like the way that she's going after her brother is not helping things.
All right. Okay, let's go to
Lacey.
No, it's fine. Let's go to Lacey from Florida. Hey, Lacey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. First and foremost, you're adorable. My question is for Margaret, and I was wondering, after your mother's great results with a facelift, would you now consider having one? I know you had thought about it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. The Marge is all about the tweaks. I'm not about the fillers, but I'm about the pulling.
You are?
Yes, yes.
Wow. For a lot of people, it's the opposite. They're about the, have you had any face work done?
I've had a little tweaks, but not about the fillers, because you start looking like a cabbage patch. I don't want to be like all...
Right.
I'm
looking at it up close. She looks amazing, and so does your mom.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Let's go to Alexis from New Jersey. Hey, Alexis, what's your question?
Hi. Hi, Andy. I love you guys. My question is for Bridget. I just wanted to say I love her. I love seeing Waka, and my baby Oliver loves Waka too. I want to say hello to him. I want to say hello to Poppy.
Alexis, you've been playing the drinking game tonight?
No, I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I was wanted to say that I love Margaret. She's my favorite housewife. So my question is for Bridget. Love everybody's outfits too. Just wondering if you could split a bottle of wine with any a Chardonnay with any housewife, who would it be?
Besides Margaret.
You know who I'm going to split that bottle of wine with? I'm going to split it with Tamara.
Oh, really?
And here's why. I want to talk about her walk with Jesus, and I also want to get some fitness tips.
All right. Let's go to Charles from New Jersey. Last call of the night. Hey, Charles, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, how you doing? My question's for Margaret. Margaret, why were you so quick to forgive and become close to Dolores after all the drama with Siggy last season?
Because the drama really was with Siggy, and Dolores was sticking by Siggy. But the truth is, Dolores and I are very similar people. And she's a great person, she's extremely charitable, and she is who she is. And as soon as we got the one bad egg out of the, you know, out of the dozen, it was fine.
I love this season of the show. It's really
good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good. I'm very into it. And congratulations on camping, Bridget. What are you going to do for Christmas? You going to be around?
I'll be here. I'm going to Nashville this weekend and playing at comedy clubs and Zanies in Nashville.
Is that right?
But in, for Christmas, I'm gonna have some friends over, and we are gonna undress and drink Chardonnay.
Very good. I'll be there. Thank you for the invite. I want to thank Bridget and Margaret and Scott for more people on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.